Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Can I control the phones from here?
Oh, absolutely. Of course. You can do what you want.
Oh, it's wireless.
It's your show, man.
It's very, a mouse.
Do what you want.
Mouse. It is Wide Open Wednesday on the Mike O'Mara Show. We are glad to have you with us. Thank you. 888-920-6673. That is the phone number. Let's get right to the phone calls and say hi to Mark from Ellicott City or Ellicott City. Mark, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. Good morning,
gentlemen. Close some microphones where there's room noise everywhere again, 40th time to say. There. Hello, Mark, what can we do for you? Were they not open?
No, no mics were open.
No, we didn't do a sound check. We never do. Hi, Mark, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Just stuck in traffic.
Just in the bathroom. Just in the bathroom, Mark. I might as well. You know what? I'm going to talk to you over here because that's how good this room sounds. It just sounds so wonderful. It's not your fault, but I figured, you know, with the way I sound when I'm right on top of the mic, it doesn't change at all. So I just figured I'd come right
over
here.
Do me a favor. Yes. Mute my mic, Pony's mic, and Maddie's mic.
There are three mics open right now.
Okay, two mics open. Let's see how that works.
All right. Now.
Hi, Mark. I hear you guys just fine.
Yeah, one of them he killed was mine.
Now, I apologize.
Subconscious.
I apologize. I apologize because it's labeled Oscar's mic, and that's why I did that. My apologies. Didn't mean it. Now Oscar's mic is muted.
Hi, Mark.
Hi. Well, I hear you guys just fine, and I'm stuck in traffic but on this rainy day here in Maryland. But I get to tune into you guys and hear you fine craftsmen ply your trade every day. So
God bless. I appreciate that. You're a good man, Mark. Thank you very much. We're having a good time here in Washington, D.C. And I was rolling in. I noticed that the traffic in the general Washington, D.C. area starts early when it rains, which is just, to me, another benefit of being here. So happy. Mark, thank you for the call. Taylor, Paso or Peso. Paso, California. Hi, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Paso or Peso, however you wish.
A lot of road noise. You got the Bluetooth? Are you in a thresher? Or what's going on, Taylor?
I do have the Bluetooth. Is it too much Bluetooth?
No, actually, we can handle your Bluetooth. What can we do for you in California? It's very early for you out there this morning.
It is pretty early. I just had a couple of things. I wanted to ask a question, and forgive me if this has already been addressed through some sort of thread or fan page that I'm not affiliated with. But a couple of weeks ago, maybe just a week ago, there was some mention about Bill Cosby being unlistenable to some extent. Is that still the case?
Now, are you talking about Bill Cosby now because of the circumstances? Difficult to listen to Bill Cosby?
Yeah, we had this talk.
Yeah, we were talking about the fact that there are comedians that have made the comment, I forgot which one it was, that was making a comment about the fact that now it's very difficult to listen to Bill Cosby based on the track record of the sexual assault. And
sure.
We were talking about the fact that you go back a long way, like I did. I think really my first celebrity autograph was Bill Cosby. And as a guy in his late 50s, I grew up with Cosby, and I thought he was phenomenal. And it was Bill Cosby and George Carlin, and how frustrating that is. But I fall into the camp of, you know, I just can't get by any of the crap he's done. And, you know, to be honest with you, I was really excited when I did my first interview with Bill Cosby, and then we had him on again. And he was a little rambly, and he was all over the place. He was old mannish, but it was still a thrill because it was Bill Cosby. And now with all the crap going down, you know, I don't even think about him, and I certainly haven't listened to his comedy because I just don't think it's worthwhile. But there are other comedians that still compartmentalize the body of work, and they listen to Bill Cosby, and they can do that. I have trouble with it.
It pops up on my phone. I have, you know, many, many days of audio that I listen to in the car. And occasionally a bit will come up, and I'll find myself laughing, and then I say, but
Taylor, now your Bluetooth's killing me. Sorry
about
that.
It's weird. I don't like it anymore.
So what were you saying?
It's tainted. Everything is tainted.
I feel that way. I just don't get into them anymore.
I can't even eat pudding anymore. What are you doing to me, Bert?
Are you okay with yours now?
He turned up the...
I changed his threshold because I'm trying to make the sound optimal.
Don't mess with my settings.
It should be much better now.
I'm not going to even talk. This is the worst.
We need an overhaul of that element of our little business. John from... No, we do. We need a professional to come in and take a peek at it. John from Tampa, dealing with the wonderful situation that is Florida. How are you, John? What can we do for you?
I'm doing pretty well. Just want to let you know you made it through the storm. My power came on around 4 a.m. last night, and I'm back at work.
Well, that's encouraging for me, because when you say 4 a.m., that would validate the fact that what Florida Power and Light is talking about, or I don't know if you have them, but they're talking about morning, noon, and night, that they're going to be working on this. And I don't doubt that they're trying to do that. We got a meteorologist coming on from Wink News, one of the guys that I was singing the praises of, a guy by the name of Jim Farrell, who's going to come on the show today and talk about the current situation down in Florida. And I just want to basically have a giant butt-kissing session with him, because I cannot tell you how much respect, mad respect, I have for the meteorologists at this local TV station down in Fort Myers and what they did during a crisis. It was stunning to watch, and I was grateful. Is there anything else we can do for you, Johnny?
Well, I can tell you that the local hot talk station here in Tampa says that FPNL has the estimates of being almost till the 22nd before they have everybody restored.
That's what they said yesterday, so we'll keep a tab. But I'm glad your power's back on, and my God, you will have that blissful air conditioning today,
John. Oh, my
John.
God, I can't imagine.
Oh, thank God, yes.
God bless, and hang in there. Thanks.
You're not alone in your admiration for Jim Farrell. If you go onto the Wink News Facebook page,
right,
everyone's in agreement that that was the place to get their coverage.
Yeah, they were incredible, and they deserve it, and I think really, when you spotlight guys like that, it's a good thing to do. Scott from Mars, Pennsylvania. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
We're doing fine. What can we do for you, sir?
Well, hopefully I'm not taken away from a Tech 411, but I was just curious what Oscar's take was on the announcements yesterday from Apple.
Let me jump in here. I don't mean to interrupt you, Oscar.
Oh, please, Mike. Do your thing.
But not only will we have a specific spotlight on that product, but it's going to have to happen before after news you may not need. Because there's a big story there, and then I want to do, as you like to call it, a deep dive.
Deep dive. Drill down.
We will have that, and that'll be very, on very, air. Very exciting. Where is Somerset, Danny? It says Danny from Somerset. Somerset where?
Somerset, Pennsylvania, sir.
Somerset, Pennsylvania. What can we do for you, Danny? Danny?
I just called in to say thank you so much, guys. I remember the first time I ever heard Mike was on 98 Rock in Baltimore, and he would not stop calling Josh Spiegel Hair Spiegel.
Der Spiegel.
I haven't stopped laughing since.
Thank you for the call, Danny. I appreciate that. Der Spiegel.
Der Spiegel.
That was so much. That was so good for my head back in the days when, right after I got laid off from JFK and I got a chance to go up to 98 Rock and realize that, it was very foolish for anybody who have terminated me from any kind of radio operation. I still believe that. By the way, that guy was saying Hot Talk down in Tampa, the local Hot Talk station down in Tampa.
The Bone.
Hot Talk?
Yes.
It's the name of the format.
It's been like that forever. I think Bubba the Love Sponge was on that station.
They're one of the holdouts. Hold on a second. Let's go. This is a call we got earlier. Hello. Hello, caller. Where are you calling from, caller?
Take a guess.
What? are you in California or are you in Cape Cod?
I am in Cape Cod.
Ladies and gentlemen, hey. Soon to be married, soon to take the plunge, my nephew, Benjamin O'Mara, who is calling in. And hey, Ben, pretty good call that I'm not coming to your wedding, I think, the way it all turned out, huh? Jeez, how are you? Yeah, how are you, Ben?
Oh, I'm good. I'm good. I woke up early and just finished writing my wedding vows.
That is heavy.
I spent the last hour like deep in sort of my thoughts and putting together this romantic vow, and as soon as I was done, reminded myself it's 9 o'clock. Who do I want to talk to? So
you are the man. You are the man. Oh my God.
I probably won't tell my fiance that, but you being the first person I thought of after writing the wedding vows, I wanted to let you know.
Oh, my God.
Hey, do you mention Mike in the vows?
I, I can't.
Oh, my God. You know,
still 4 days to edit. So.
You know, Ben, in a land long ago, far, far away, it was ripping me apart that I wasn't going to be posting for your wedding, and it was a babysitting issue.
Right.
You know, I should have just waited a couple of weeks, and then it wouldn't have been a babysitting issue. It would have been a devastating, massive hurricane issue.
I know.
I'm in Northern Virginia now. That's where I've been, and we're just hanging in there, and it's been, you know, I think maybe sometime before Halloween the power might come back on, so we're looking forward
if not,
to that.
You can light your house with jack-o'-lanterns.
So you're up there. Is your dad up there yet? Has have the guests begun to filter in yet? Or
They have not. They arrive tomorrow, so today is kind of the last day of quiet before the... I was about to swear, but the show begins.
So,
I think we know what kind of show you mean.
Yeah.
So you've got the rehearsal dinner, and then you've got what I think is always beneficial for weddings in these modern times. You've got like a 4 o'clock wedding start, right? So, and then it's a Saturday evening. So even if you were to misbehave, this is my advice to you. You can actually get away with a little misbehavior on Friday night.
Yes.
Being the young man that you are, what you will not, and what I want to stress to you is during that day, leading up to 4 o'clock, you have to kind of sequester yourself. Okay,
yes.
So have your fun.
That's going to be the challenge.
I had a 4 o'clock wedding. Were any of your weddings at 4 o'clock?
I've been to some, but I don't think
any of them.
What time? When was my? What was my? Second
I think it
one?
Was. I think it was a 5 o'clock.
Was it a 5 o'clock?
Might have been 4 o'clock cocktails, 5 o'clock wedding.
I think it is. If you ask me for the optimal time. The late afternoon,
perfect.
Early evening, Saturday wedding is, you know, for people that know how to party.
Yes,
that is the best time. Will you do me a favor?
Well, whenever you'll appreciate this, Mike. Sorry to interrupt, but
go right ahead.
You know, and this kind of goes against your advice, but our wedding was originally scheduled for 5 o'clock.
Okay,
and then we had a nice like hour and a half drink reception out on this lawn where they're making all these, you know, fancy cocktails for us.
Sure.
And, selfishly, I saw that timeline. I was like, that's only an hour of the cocktail reception, and I know I'm going to get caught taking a lot of pictures. So I had them, I asked if we could move the wedding up to ensure that I got some time at the reception as well.
There you go. That's the
perfect.
True O'Meara. That's the true O'Meara tradition right there. Well,
exactly.
You know what? My sister's going to be there. Paul's going to be there.
Yeah.
Say hi to everybody. Give my love to everybody. And
congratulations,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, congratulations, Ben. Good luck.
Oh, thanks, hey, guys. Ben. And Ben, since my sister, I've been in contact with her. But for the rest of the family, Ben, who have not contacted me and inquired as to my well-being during this hurricane, just tell them that I'm fine.
Yeah, mention that in the vows.
Maybe I'll put that in the vows.
Slide that in.
Idea. Sure.
All right, to you.
I'll glance over to that part of the church and say, by the way, Mike is okay.
Well, to you, to your lovely bride, Eliza, who I know is going to look beautiful, congratulations. Enjoy the electronical hardware that I sent you. And
you sent that. I've been meaning to obviously, you and I have been sharing some messages back and forth.
Yeah, because I was really banged up when I couldn't come to your wedding, and
right.
I was guilt-ridden.
Well, we've already, that was one that I broke out and had to use many times before we left. So,
attaboy.
Cool.
I'm not just saying this, my favorite gift, so very much appreciate it.
And, awesome.
You know, we will miss you dearly. I will miss you dearly. But you will certainly be there in spirit, and you know that I will represent all the wonderful genes that we share in common. So
awesome! And you know, once you're done with that, I know you're out in San Francisco, but if you get down to South Florida,
absolutely.
Why don't you come on down, and I'll give you a tour of the mold.
Absolutely.
It'll
I'm glad you guys are safe.
Thanks, Ben. Congratulations.
Yay,
Ben O'Meara,
O'Meara.
Getting married this weekend. Have a fabulous wedding. I love you, buddy, and take care of yourself.
See
there
you guys.
He goes. That's
congrats.
A good guy. Oh, yeah.
He's great.
Doesn't matter if you're going through a hurricane to get a family member. He's a blast.
Oh, I love him.
And by the way, he is a wedding guy. He's been to like 500 weddings. You see him at every wedding.
He dresses.
Yeah,
and,
he dresses, wears sports, the bow tie, and always. And the picture is always like this.
Well, he's having a good time.
Couldn't you technically just swing up this weekend?
You know, that might be a thought, Oscar. The surprise arrival.
Better than an extended stay.
I go up there. That's, you know. And
you'd have to time it, though, between ceremony and reception. You don't want to get bogged down in the ceremony.
This is where I wish I had my soundboard, because what I would say to Oscar, I said, I would, Oscar, but, you know, as soon as the power goes on in my house, this is going to be my sign. We'll take a break right now. That's a good time to take a break. We'll come back. Taylor's back on the phone from California. Daniel from Lorton, Virginia. Vanjie Williams from King George, and Nick from Vermont. We will get to your phone calls when we return, but this is the beginning of the Mike O'Mara Show. Happy wedding day, Ben!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Excellent round.
Excellent round. Thank top you. Notch. Top notch.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Say, yes. I'm having a little party at the yacht club this Sunday. I'm christening my new sloop. Ah. What are you doing this Sunday?
No plans?
Wait. How'd you like to mow my lawn?
Huh?
I figure a college-bound fellow could use a few extra dollars, huh? And when you've finished, why don't you drop by the yacht club?
Mm-hmm. Thank you, sir.
All right. All right. I've got a little poem that I'd like to read in honor of this occasion, if I may. Paul, get your foot out the boat.
It's easy to grin when your ship comes in and you've got the stock market beat. But the man worthwhile is the man who can smile when his shorts aren't too tight in the seat. Okay, Pookie, do the honors.
Bless this ship and all who sail on her. I christen thee the Flying Wasp.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
File that under the heading, Never Not Funny.
It's true.
Never Not Funny, Judge Elihu Smales from Caddyshack.
The best.
We are live from the Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, a worldwide podcast and radio show. Loyal listeners who get it, some of them on the line right now. And if you're here, you are in the near. We are on air on demand and heard 24/7 on the new TMOS app. Update it now and get our show all day, every day. Reach us today, especially 888-920-MORE on Wide Open Wednesday. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. We're brought to you by Quip, brand new sponsor on our show. Here's something chew on. Recent studies show that good oral health, may I say?
Of course.
Is this yours?
It is.
Have you used it?
I have. I use it every day, twice a day.
Right, but it's, you.
Mike, it's hermetically sealed in that magnificent travel case.
So beautiful. And mine is sitting in a house without power and floor. Hello, Quip. Hello, Quip toothbrush. Look at this. What
I was really thinking Quip was going to answer.
Look at Quip. I can do a voice for Quip.
Like, please.
This, by the way, this is Quip. It's a brand new toothbrush that is fantastic. You can start brushing better today. Hello, Quip.
Hello, Mike.
How are you, Quip?
Hey, sorry about the hurricane and the lack of power in your house. I really hope you can come back down to Fort Myers and see me.
That's right, Quip. Quip is an electric toothbrush that packs premium vibration and timer features into an ultra-slim design. Quip, I love the way you vibrate.
Yeah, Mike. I know you do.
Imagine if Apple designed a toothbrush. How beautiful is this?
It is. And that's the travel case. What it has is an actual holder that sticks to your mirror so it keeps it off.
Out of the way.
Yeah, out of the way and off the counter.
This is, and it's got like a separate container.
Yeah, that's the holder.
Oh, get yourself a Quip right now. It's sleek, it's elegant. Quip, backed by leading dentists, was named one of the magazine's, Time Magazine's, best inventions of 2016. They also won a GQ Grooming Award. It's so pretty.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's got the little like heavy duty brushes.
Oh, the bristles are amazing.
But look, it's got moisture in it from Spiewak.
Ah, Spiewak.
Did you use it this morning?
Spiewak!
Are you using this?
This is one of the rare mornings, Mike, that I brushed and flossed.
So,
yes. Every morning, you jerk.
Here's the best thing about Quip. It starts at $25. You can subscribe for new brush heads on a dentist-recommended three-month plan for just $5, including free shipping. Go right now to getquip.com/TMOS to get your first refill pack free with a Quip electric toothbrush. It is absolutely absolutely beautiful. You heard right. Your first refill pack is free at getquip.com. Buy five. Let's get our listeners to get 500 of these toothbrushes.
Yeah. Yeah. Get on
get
it.
Get Quip. This is the type of sponsor I truly
I was previously using a bulkier model, mm-hmm. and I am a total convert.
You
I want to
get
love it.
It's a GETQUIP. Getquip.com/TMOS. Support TMOS by supporting Quip. That's the kind of sponsor that Daddy loves. Right there. Look at that toothbrush. It'll be love.
Daddy likey.
Now come give me a kiss.
At first brush. Taylor, God, what is the... Taylor from Paso, California. I met a tailor who lived in a town called Paso. He
That's
called
me.
The show four times before the hour of 10. What, Taylor?
Sorry. I must have got disconnected. I had an ultimate question with the Bill Cosby thing.
Yeah,
with-
but the thing is you didn't get disconnected. Daniel from
Technically
Lorton.
He did.
Well, yeah. No. Disconnected means the call was lost. No, I moved on to another caller.
You disconnected
And
him.
Did we not answer the Bill Cosby?
I think he did at length, yeah.
Maybe he had a joke that he was trying. I'm sorry,
yes.
Taylor, that was not
the right. Gotta get to it faster than
do
that.
Do it, man.
Daniel, Lorton, Virginia. Daniel, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Superb. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing very well. I'd like to thank you guys for all the good you've done for me, but I'd like to take a moment to tell you how you guys have got me in trouble, if I may.
Go right ahead.
Nice.
Always love to hear that.
My father-in-law from Ecuador, his name is Guillermo,
hey.
Is staying with us. He's come across some hard times. And in the past, we've had a very good relationship, but things have grown a little bit tense because he can't understand why I keep calling him Guillermo.
Oh, wow. Another. This is like 2 weeks in a row of Jack Can't Cook where we do the whole thing with Guillermo. Guillermo from Ecuador. Put this coffee bean between your cheek and gum and suckle it. It will give you maximum stimulation.
What's his name?
Guillermo.
From where?
Ecuador.
Thank you.
But yet your name is Daniel. Please explain to me the discrepancy. He doesn't get it.
No.
Vangie Williams from King George, Virginia. Hi, Vangie.
Vangie.
Good morning.
Hey, Vange. How you doing? Do your friends call you Vange? Hey, Vange. Vange, we're going to the mall.
Oh,
Vange.
Yes.
Vange.
Short for Vangela.
Yeah. But King George is a long drive from the mall, isn't it, Vangie?
Yes, it is. It's a long way from everything, but in the middle of the best district in Virginia.
Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Vangie.
I think King George is a pretty place to live.
Hi, Vangie. Nice
Vangie, are you, test my memory here, weren't you a political candidate of some sort?
I am not. I am.
Ooh. No.
Remember, she was running and someone called to
endorse her.
Yeah,
yes.
Tout her.
My campaign manager, I could never let him get away with me not calling in.
Oh, and, wow. Okay,
you know.
So let's give us the bio. Tell us who you are, who you're representing.
What you stand for.
What
yeah.
you stand for, and give a little political. We'll give you some
free pizza
time.
Fridays.
By the way, I'm not going to go. This is a podcast first, radio show second, so I'm not going to go along with any of those equal time requirements.
Right on.
The,
yeah.
Vangie, tell us what you're running for. Tell us your story.
Well, my name is Vangie Williams. I am running for the 1st District of Virginia House of Representatives seat. I am the first African American to run for this seat, which means I am running for the 1st District of the country.
Oh, wow.
Think about that.
And who are you running against? Who is your opposition? Who is the creep you're running against, Vangie?
Name names.
Yeah.
Rob Whitman.
Boo!
Boo! He's one of those one bead Robs, I bet. I hate him. Always have.
Hey, how is the election campaign going? How are you doing? Are we talking about 2018, right?
Yes, we are.
It's a long way.
It's going really great. It's
awesome.
It's interesting meeting people from, you know, the northern portion of the district, which is Manassas, all the way down to James City, which is, you know, Williamsburg.
That's a huge district.
That is a massive, massive district.
Is it a peculiar shape when they drew up the district? Was it a victim of what they used to call gerrymandering?
Yeah, interesting question.
Gerrymandering is alive and well.
Wow.
And,
wow.
You know, we all are really trying to get the word out so that people understand what gerrymandering is and what it does, especially to minority communities.
It's not a person.
Well, it was named after Elbridge Gerry.
Yeah, yes. I suggest everyone, if you can, check out One Virginia 21.
Okay.
And they explain gerrymandering in uncertain terms. It is perfect.
Hey, let me ask you, Vanjie, let me interrupt you for a second and ask you. So seriously, your election campaign, running for Congress, and obviously a lot of eyes are on 2018. So tell me about what do you think? And I mean, every politician says, oh, I think my chances are good. But do you have an uphill climb? I would think in that part of the state, it might be a little red and might be a challenge to turn it blue. What is your, you know, what is your situation there right now?
Well, you know, very interesting. I know my campaign manager is probably listening because we're not in the car together, as we usually are. Mm-hmm. This morning is a relaxation morning. But typically, for me, it's a little bit easier because I am the type of personality that I'm a moderate, first of all. And I get along with almost everyone. So when I'm going to events, I literally speak with everyone. And that has come across really well with Republicans. Ironically, a majority of my campaign money is coming from Republicans.
Okay.
Wow.
All right. Well, that's good. That's exciting. That's wonderful. Yes?
I have a philosophy.
Okay.
If we all stop looking at color, whether it's red, blue, black, white, Asian, Hispanic, and look at each other as red, white, and blue, we can unify this country with common sense reform.
Okay.
And it's just that simple.
All right. And
you know, people say it's not that easy. No. Common sense is simple.
Okay.
When you try to flip common sense into what you want it to be, that's when it becomes complicated.
And what would be your number one issue? And real quick, because we got some other calls we have to get to here, and I don't want to make this
number
a whole
one
political
issue
show.
Has to be human rights, and I say human rights because that envelops everything throughout this country, from immigration to women's rights to civil rights, human rights. We have to take care of people, people before profits.
Vanjie Williams,
thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen. Vanjie, thank you, and good luck to you, and keep us posted. Hey, if you win, can I have lunch in the congressional dining room?
Hey, definitely.
Yay.
I tell everybody, hey, go to support Vanjie Williams for Congress. Check out, we have a bowling tournament coming up. We also have a TM tour coming up. I would love to meet people.
Oh, that's
very
awesome.
Sweet. Cool. Thank you, Vanjie.
Vanjie, God bless you. Good luck with your campaign, and thanks for calling the Mike O'Mara
Thank you,
Show.
Oscar. Thank you, Mike.
Okay.
Thank you, Rob. Thank you, Pony.
Bye, guys. Hey. Oh,
well,
man.
Then.
Then we got to keep tabs
got
on
Pony's
that.
Pony's vote.
Yeah. We have to keep tabs on that and see if she wins. That's exciting. Let's go to Woodbridge, Virginia, and Mo. Is this Mo Cerrito?
No, it's not.
Oh, it's another Mo. Hi.
Sounds like her.
Hi, Mo.
Oh, this is Mohammed.
Hey,
yes.
Hey. Yeah, this is Mohammed, but you could call me Mo.
Mo called in last week, Mike, with the stock tip of the week.
That's right.
He actually plays the market on his own.
Really?
Yes.
How did the stock do, Mo?
Just like the hurricane, didn't do good, but now it's got up.
He's a day trader.
He is. You can check out all his picks at his website, momoney.com.
Any tips for us this week, Mo? Do you have a new stock for us?
I would say EA, Electronic Art, and NVCR.
Okay. Thanks a lot. We'll
Thank
get right
Mo.
On that.
Thank you, Mo.
James from Owings Mills, Maryland.
He's like Mad Money.
Hi, James. How are you?
Low key, Mad Money.
Yes. It's like the Middle Eastern Mo Money.
Yeah.
Sleeves all rolled up, you know.
If you woke up Jim Cramer out of a deep sleep, and he's in India.
There you go.
EA. Right.
EA Electronic Arts. Let's go. James, what can we do for you?
Hey, Mike, how are you doing?
I'm Rob doing all right.
Hi.
Great, thank you.
Hey. I just wanted to say, to see you in there in Washington, in with everybody else, is warms my heart. But I know the circumstances are terrible for you to be there.
Nah, they're more terrible for a lot of other people. So I'm doing fine. Don't worry about me. I'm doing great.
Exactly. As a matter of fact, I mentioned you and your plight to my mother. She is down there in Orlando, just on the outskirts, and she was up here in Maryland, worried to death all week about She's one of those retirement trailer parks, and she's been worried about to death about that. But my brother was in Lakeland, and he where it's just on the outskirts of Tampa.
I know where it is.
So we were scared to death as that hurricane went up the west side of the coast.
Right.
And we didn't know what was going to happen. But as far as I know, he made it okay with just like a power like you.
Yeah. And, you know, some people now, we got a call from a guy in Tampa that got his power back at 4 a.m. That's optimistic. We're going to talk to Jim Farrell from Wink News coming up here in about 20 minutes or so. That and hopefully he'll give it us an update on Southwest Florida. And I'm glad that I'm glad your whole family's doing well and everybody's safe and sound. I hope it continues to go well for you, my friend.
Yeah, I'm we're so fortunate that they're okay, because we were, from the way they were reporting Sunday on the news, right. Just watching the news and how it's coming up there, I was scared to death.
I guess so.
It's not
fun. We're going to lose them.
It's not fun at all.
We're going to lose them.
Yeah, and especially manufactured homes and trailer parks. I mean, there's a reason they get those aerial shots from those places, because they get tossed around like balsa wood. So best to your whole family. We appreciate that. Let's go to Ted in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Ted, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, Mike.
Hello.
I'm calling this morning because I am celebrating a 25th anniversary with you.
Really?
That's sweet.
Wow. That's
congratulations.
Wonderful. That's exciting.
Silver, right?
That would be the silver anniversary,
silver. Yeah, 25 years ago, I was one of your summer interns.
Whoa. Oh, wow.
Hold it. What's your name?
Ted.
Do you remember Ted?
Ted the Swede. Yeah, we interned under Buzz.
God, can you believe? Can you believe?
Well, Mike, this was concurrent with my internship.
Direct competition.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you were an intern when Rob was an intern. This is a wonderful chance for a little perspective.
Mm-hmm.
How did Rob treat you when you were dueling interns?
He was an ass. No.
Yes.
So true. But you know, when you put out honey, you get flies. So
Ted, what are you doing right now? What are you doing now?
I'm actually standing at a farm where I help work in as a organic farmer.
Oh, that's sweet.
All right. So, Maddie, I know you're a new intern, and I know we've got Dan O'Brien who came to work late, but he's out in the back now. So for both of our interns, come in here for a broadcast journalism internship or a technical internship to learn the ways of broadcasting, and you too can become a farmer. I think that's wonderful.
I kind of compare myself against Rob. At this point, and
probably.
I look at myself as like it's a like a sliding door kind of situation. Where,
lateral
like,
move.
You know, you know, Rob is the one who ended up in communications, and I took a left turn.
Okay, good for you.
Yeah, you can still be in communications. Have you heard about putting radios in the cornfield to scare raccoons away?
Here, yes, I have heard that, actually.
It's
effective
and organic.
Well, Ted,
exactly.
Good to hear from you. I'm glad you're doing well, and best to everybody. And it's good to hear from people after all these
years.
Very
cool.
It's
I really
wonderful.
Thought he was dead.
Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Jerry from Lodi, California. Is this the 25 break?
This would be the 25 break, yeah.
Jeez, I got to make sure on Wednesdays.
Fly.
I got to make sure on Wednesdays that I get the show in control. That's
right.
What I want. Jerry, you're the last call during this segment. How you doing, my friend?
Holy Lodi, guys. I love you, Mike. I love
you, Jerry.
Yeah.
Oh, I love you a long time. Mike, I share your malady. I'm going in today to get a procedure on my hip, and I remember you talking about it on one of the shows where it was an injection of some sort.
Yeah.
And I remember you talking about excruciating pain, horrible experience, all this stuff, so I'm trying to brace myself. I wonder if I am doing the right thing, or should I possibly consult Mike O'Mara, Civil War surgeon?
Wow.
Great question.
Well, it was Don Geronimo, Civil War surgeon, and want to thank Don Geronimo for reaching out during the hurricane. We exchanged emails, and it was nice of him to reach out during that time. Don Geronimo, Civil War surgeon. Jerry, if we were going for that particular type of medicine, is it your right or your left leg?
It's my right.
Well, let me just take a look at your chart here. I saw that you sent that ahead.
Yeah,
unfortunately, Jerry, we're going to have to take the leg.
Oh, no.
We're going to have to take the leg. The leg is going to be taken. And, you know, good luck with the amputation. We'll fit you with a prosthetic.
He should keep it clean, right?
Actually, I'm sorry. It's Civil War surgery, so we will fit you with a stick. We will put a stick.
You'll probably find a dining room leg.
We'll find a dining room.
Table
that's right,
leg.
A dining room table leg with a piece of leather. fitted with nails to the top.
And some felt at the bottom so we could drag it.
That's right.
So you don't mess up our floors.
That's right.
That's the way that
you
goes.
Selfish jerk.
We will take a break, and I will talk about my fabulous Ashburn anniversary when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. And then Jim Farrell from Wink News coming up on the show also.
Tony and Gary.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tony Perkins.
Hey, I'm Gary Stein.
And on this week's episode of our show, Arch Campbell.
Tony, it's Larry King. I thought he was going to die right on the air. And this is Larry King.
Larry King has got...
Use garlic. It's kept me alive.
What's the infomercial for? It's some pill that's supposed to give you vitality or something. Omega XL.
Larry's doing that.
He's interviewing a doctor and a spokesperson. It's a half-hour show, and I've seen it like three times.
It's your favorite news show this season.
My favorite news show. My favorite part of it is they're talking about the pill, and he says, yeah, I'm going to take one right now. He opens the bottle and pops one. I'm thinking... He could choke to death right now during this thing, and it would be
this is wonderful. I feel 85 again.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Welcome back. That's funny. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I feel 85. Arch Campbell. Welcome back to the show, brought to you by Draft, everybody. Fantasy football fans, you got to try our new favorite app, Draft. Draft is weekly fantasy football, but it ain't like the other guys. It ain't like the other guys, Larry.
Hi, Larry.
With the Draft, you play real live snake drafts. Snake, is it a... Is it a rattlesnake?
No, it's the way you draft, Larry.
What's a snake draft?
It's sort of circular. It goes like 1, 2, 3, 4.
Is that like a
four,
beer?
Three, two, one.
Is that a beer made out of like snake venom?
No, it's not that kind of draft
snake
at all.
Draft?
It's a fantasy draft.
Oh, fantasy draft. All right. Oh, that's right. Draft. Play draft. I love it. Okay. Draft lasts for just a week, and there's no management. No sell. I can't do Larry doing this. Draft is what we're
Larry
talking about.
Larry would be the worst fantasy yes. football
you
player.
You want
to
play fantasy
ever.
Football, you got to go to draft. It lasts for 1 week. There's no management, no salary caps. Just see it and forget it. And once you're done drafting, that's it. No trades, no waiver wire. Draft even takes care of last-minute injuries for you. I almost had a little, hello!
It's okay.
Drafts start every couple of minutes, so you can join one right now.
When?
Yeah. And the best part, cold hard cash. Drafts start from $1, so there's no there's a draft for everyone. Not no draft for everyone. There's a draft for everyone. There's a draft in here.
You cold, Larry?
Yeah, get me a blanket. Can
muffler?
You put that over my knees?
You want a lap shawl?
Come join us on Draft today. Download the app anytime. Just to search Draft. You got a shawl? Can I wrap it around my shoulders? Search Draft in your app store and join a game in minutes. Or play right from your computer on PlayDraft.com. The choice is yours. For a limited time only, all new players get a free entry into a draft when you make your first deposit. But you got to use the promo code TMOS. That's right. Play a real money game for free just for using promo code TMOS on your first deposit on Draft. Just search Draft in the app store or go to PlayDraft.com. So remember, I talked about Draft.
Yes.
For the entire commercial. Sometimes I think it's really important to do this, okay?
Right.
I'm saying draft, 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 but the website is playdraft.com.
Yes, make sure you go there.
The app is Draft.
So the app is Draft,
yes.
And the website
We're
is PlayDraft.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So you just put in your app store, Draft, and you'll find it. And play free with promo code TMOS. Thank you for Oscar's
super easy
enlightenment right
yeah,
there.
Fun okay. to play.
Now,
great.
Now I get it. Now
you
I
do.
Understand that.
You need a shawl?
The shawl, is that what you're going to do?
Something in a potato sack.
The air conditioning is cold, right?
Yes. Went to the Bad Place yesterday, ladies and gentlemen. Gentlemen, for my anniversary.
9 years?
8 years.
8 years.
I will tell you this, that the Bad Place that we went to hasn't changed a lick. same machines, same everything. You know?
I said to Shannon yesterday, I was like, can you believe Mike's been married for 8 years? This is awesome, right? And saying that you guys had your anniversary.
Yes.
She goes, oh, that's amazing. They got the great news about the house.
Yes.
Like what are they doing to celebrate?
Going to the most depressing...
Yes.
Soul crushing, miserable place on earth. And it is so spectacularly horrible There's nothing joyful about it. It was empty. There were
old, sad
there
when was, it's an empty casino.
There was old furniture, old carpeting. Nothing's been remodeled. Obviously, they've
still
got,
sort of that cream and pink looking carpet.
They've obviously gotten competition with the MGM Grand that has caused perhaps a little.
They're not reinvesting.
They're not reinvesting in anything out there. It was a suckathon, and then
Hollywood dead.
Am I right, ladies?
Hey, the Walking Hollywood dead. And then it was back to Ashburn for dinner.
At least it's a relatively easy drive from Ashburn to the Bad Place.
Yeah, it was an easy drive. And then
the quote was, "Didn't he already win?" That's what she said to me. I mean, what do you mean? She goes, "What do you
She's
mean?"
She's absolutely
She's
right.
Like, he did, the house
she really
is fine.
Say that?
Yeah.
That sounds
the
like
marriage
something,
is happy.
That sounds like something you would say.
No,
did she really
I let
say
it go.
That?
I said they're going to the casino in West Virginia. I forget what it's called.
Well, it's what we do. You know, it's what we do, and it's not pleasant.
You know, their motto is "Our roulette tables have the stickiest chips in town."
It really, it was just we hit the. I don't hit. I don't hit Purell like I hit that place.
Oh, I know.
I hit the Purell coming out of there, and we weren't there
I
all
gave
that
the
long.
Thing three pumps and jumped back in the bottle. And it was like, I can't do this.
Smoky?
6:30, 6:45, we head out of there, and then it was to this restaurant. And, you know, I'm so happy that all the businesses are thriving in Ashburn. You know, it's like because there's so much construction. Once there were farms, and now there are new buildings.
Wait, were they packed on a Tuesday night?
They're packed. Absolutely. Balls to the wall.
I don't get out to Ashburn almost
balls
never.
Balls to the wall packed.
Wow.
And what was it?
I don't feel like cooking tonight, honey.
We called, and it's about 6:30. I don't want to cook on this brand new granite that I wanted
I
so badly.
I just had the maid scrub it down.
There we are.
Why? And Mike,
hold on. Do you think, being a Leesburgian, do you consider Ashburn the she area?
I believe it is.
Is that how
what
you
we
look
like
at
to
it?
Call nouveau riche.
Oh, okay. You were doing kind of the Richie Rich thing with
Well,
Ashburn.
There's a lot of Richie Richies out there.
I'm trying to get your Loudoun County
well,
headset
Leesburg
here. What's going
on? Leesburg has its pockets where it's still quite affordable and quite normal because it's an old, old city. It's 1800s. Right. And, you know, there we have, I live in a townhome that's 15 years old.
Right.
And so, you know, our neighborhood was put out there a long time ago before this sort of boom happened. And
it's funny when you say 15 years ago and you say it was put out a long time ago.
But you know what? In Loudoun County, that is a long time ago.
It was farm country.
Yep. Everything is brand new.
And now, on the other side of the railroad tracks or the street, as it is, those are the single family homes. Now, those are a little pricier.
Right.
But when they were built, they were reasonable.
Right.
So our neighborhood is not like when you go out like close to Luckett's and you have a I don't like where you put it on the hill. Can you move the house over on the hill?
Ooh.
And we like to call the houses, Mike, the houses with the round tables in their lobby.
Well, I'm living in an apartment out there, so I mean they've got different living situations, but everything seems to be absolutely
jammed.
It was constructed like 15 minutes ago.
Yeah,
everything feels that way out there.
Except the roads.
And we got out there. No, the roads are old.
Yeah.
The roads are old. And like you'll be driving along a two-lane road.
One lane.
And you'll see condo, townhouse, mansion, townhouse, new apartment, new condo, new mansion. And then you'll see a house from like the 1800s.
Right.
That's sitting there going, why are they all picking
on
me? And
some of those old houses are like 18 inches from the road.
Right.
Because they've done everything to dodge cars.
Wow.
And you almost just did the Loudoun County song, which is condo, townhouse, condo, townhouse,
yeah,
condo, townhouse.
So why does everybody want to move out there then?
Because for a while it was affordable.
It's expensive now.
It's
though,
expensive
right?
now, and what they have is
such a cluster.
They have the proximity to the city, ostensibly. I mean, I make the drive into the city every day,
yes.
Right?
But it's not like right in the city.
So I love the city.
Do you, Art?
I do. I love the city. I don't like the burbs. I love the city.
What about the parking in the city?
Oh, the parking's a nightmare. It's a nightmare. Good. Find a drugstore. So let me just wrap this up. We go out. We got because I know we have to get Jim Farrell in here. We go to this place.
What place? Name.
Ford's Fishery House. Fish Shack.
Yeah.
Ford's Fish Shack, and we call last minute because it's Tuesday. So, yeah. But, you know, we might want to call ahead.
Best seafood in Loudoun County is the place to go for seafood.
Really?
No.
Landlocked.
I don't know.
It was close to the apartment.
Okay, I know exactly where it is.
Is it a chain restaurant?
It is.
They've got, come on. It's Loudoun County. If there's one, there's got to be at least three.
Condo, restaurant.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, they spelled lobster in the way that if I see it in New England, I don't go in. I literally don't go in. They spelled lobster. You know how it's spelled. How
L-O-B-S-T-A-H.
Lobster.
Duh. Order it, you moron.
Duh.
No, why do they put the lobster on
Is it like bonefish?
I guess.
More like boned fish. Am I right, ladies?
So we went out there, had a great dinner. And
how long was your wait?
We got to go into the high top in the bar, and we got right in. It was
that's a good trick. Then
we were there at 7 o'clock, and Carla does what she does. She said, we have a happy hour. I said, I see you have happy hour beer and wine and like rail drinks until 7 o'clock. I said, well, we walked into your place before 7. Can we get that? I said, yeah, no problem. Waitress comes back from the table. I said, the bartender said we can't do that. And as soon as that happens, we go into this, yes, we can. We're going to be dining at your place. Can you maybe? And then she went, and we look back over at the bar, and the bartender is this just, it's like Amy Schumer meets Amy Schumer, a combination of a brunette Amy Schumer that meant like bred with Hulk Hogan.
Oh.
You know, and she's over there going, then I said, I go, and I know the restaurant business. I said, could you ask the manager and mention our situation? She comes back over and she says, yeah, there's the manager said, no problem. You can get the one glass of wine when we're going to sit down.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter, yeah. Right? And we look over, and then she comes back over, and we become friends with the waitress. She goes, the bartender was not happy about that. It's like, yes, because it's all about going to war with the customers that are going to order their dinner.
Maybe that's why you're at the fish shack on a Tuesday night.
And then they serve deviled eggs. So it was, it was just delicious. A wonderful time.
A lot of people don't know that the 8th anniversary is the deviled egg anniversary.
It's the deviled egg anniversary. Rob, egg yolks, poofy, as big as your head.
You're not down. Like you. It must have not been bad.
Oh, it was bad. It was bad. Oh. I'm just happy to see you guys. That's really the reality of it. Sorry.
Welcome to the comedy shack.
Yeah. As soon as this is over, you know, we're taping two today. Then it's back home. Anyway, we'll take a break. Talk to Jim Farrell right after this on the Mike O'Mara Show. Caution, ladies and gentlemen. The promo starts now. O'Reilly here. Hey, did you know the Mike O'Mara Show is always looking for interns? Did you know that? Huh? Did you know that? Well, you should. Of course they are. You know, interns, they show up, they get coffee, they help out. You know the drill. And if you're a college kid and you want to get your foot in the broadcast door, just email your resume and a letter of intent to Rob, that's with two B's, at MikeO'MaraShow.com. That's Spiewak Kid. He's your liaison. Spiewak! Best of all, every intern at CMOS is treated with respect and class, a professional environment. And if that part doesn't matter to you, I have a podcast,
to call him
too.
Now?
Come intern at The Factor, where things can get a little handsy. Know what I mean? We'll do it live! All right, guys, here we go. Guest on show, pre-call, Mike's killed. Do we have a protocol? I've done it a few times. Can we do that? Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Thank you. Stamps.com. That's our sponsor this segment. Here it is, plain and simple. Stamps.com saves you time and money, which you can use to grow your business. With Stamps.com, you can mail any letter or package just by using your computer and printer, and then the mailman picks it up. No more post office. Mail everything from postcards to envelopes to packages, anything, domestic or international. Just click print mail, and you are done. And unlike the post office, Stamps.com never closes. It's easy to create your stamps account in minutes online with no equipment to lease and no long-term commitments. Convenient, easy, reliable, flexible. That's Stamps.com. They even send you a digital scale that automatically calculates exact postage. We've used Stamps.com forever. It's easy, convenient, and it saves us money and time. Here's what I want you to do. Right now, you too can enjoy Stamps.com with special offers that include a 4-week trial plus postage and a digital scale without long-term commitments. Go to stamps.com, and before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TMOS. That's stamps.com and enter TMOS. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. So do we have the first guest that we've ever had on the Mike O'Mara Show, the way this room is working right now? Can somebody explain to me what's going on? Seriously?
We had him ready to dial, and then we brought the mics back on, but I think Dan...
Yeah, he just didn't answer the first time we called. We're calling him back now.
All right, let's see what happens. It's interesting. We're going to talk to, hopefully, Jim yes. Farrell from Wink News right now. All right. Calling the...
Hello.
Jim Farrell, Mike O'Mara from the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you, sir?
Hello, Mike. Good morning.
Listen, guys, I asked Rob to see if we could book Mr. Farrell on the Mike O'Mara Show because I hope you will allow me for my listeners for a second to understand. I'm going to do a little butt kissing right here, okay? Because the fact is... I came in after the weekend and watching the coverage, watching what, in my humble opinion, in 40 years in this business, is some of the, I think, the most responsible broadcasting I've ever seen. And, Jim, before I get the questions out of the way for you, I just want to thank you, as a resident of South Florida, I'm up here in Northern Virginia right now, for what I really do believe you and your colleagues in the meteorology department at Wink News in Fort Myers, Florida, some of the most measured and responsible broadcasting during this terrible time for all of us that I've ever seen. And so I just wanted to, you know, get started with thanking you for doing a great job, and then I just want to get into your process, but thank you. I thought it was y'all did just an incredible job. You really did.
Well, thank you. We have a great team, and you know, it's a lot of hard work, but it's a job, and we love our job. So I don't think we would have changed anything. I'm very pleased the way things went.
Before I get into the process and what you guys did for all of us down there, how's Fort Myers doing now? How is the area? What's the latest, and how's everybody doing down there?
Well, I worked yesterday, and as of yesterday, there's still significant power outages. I think well over 50% of this area is still without power. Gas is very scarce. The few stations that have gas have very long lines. I was driving around yesterday thinking, boy, what is it? Is Jimmy Carter president? I haven't seen this back in those days, right?
Really, absolutely.
So, there's a lot of debris down. Most of that is getting collected and put to the side of the road or carried away. So it's an ongoing process. Fortunately, the weather has been terrific. There was no rain yesterday. The wind is light, and all in all, it's pretty nice here again.
Yeah, and Southwest Florida, though, saturated. Have you ever, you know, you've been in the market a long time. Have you ever seen the area that we are in, down in the Southwest Florida area, this saturated with water?
From rainwater, yes. I mean, it's kind of crazy, but just 10 days to 2 weeks before Irma, we had a significant rain event. It was just a tropical wave, basically, that didn't move. And that, up until that point in time, that was the most flooding I've ever seen over a wide area. And that got better. And then now Irma came in and created some other issues.
I came in here on the show, both when I was down in Florida getting ready for it, and then when we got up to Northern Virginia from our home studio here, watching you and watching Matt with the coverage down there. And I have to ask you, Jim, did you make a conscious effort on process to dial back the hysteria? Because I was going to your app, that's the way I consumed you guys, and I was watching you, just it was measured, and you toned it down, and then I would flip on other people on other national networks and watch this incredible level of, it was almost excitement, but then you would come on and you would be, the best word I can use to describe it is measured. Did you go into this, because you've been through these before and you've been doing it a long time, did you do that going into this coverage, and did you pass it along to others in your department? I just was curious about your process.
No, this was no different. I mean, that's just my style. I'm pretty science-based. So what we say, at least what I say on TV, there's a reason for it. It's not a gut. Sometimes people, you know, before, as a storm is approaching, they'll whisper to me in the supermarket, "Hey, Jim, what's your gut tell you?" My gut tells me when I'm hungry for lunch and dinner. I don't use my gut to come up with words to describe what might happen. Everything we say is based on science. So, you know, distilling it down to a scientific method kind of takes a lot of the emotion out of it. But we're always swimming against the current of rumor, innuendo,
sure,
and false narratives out in the community. So it's extremely important to stick to the script and not to excite folks who are already excited off the charts by other, as you mentioned, outlets.
Well, then let me ask you a scientific question, as scientific as I can get. Why do you think these European models seem to keep being more successful with their forecasts than the others. The European model was constantly taking the track west. Why do you think they've had a better track record, at least in our area?
Well, I mean, no one model is always right.
Right.
No one model. If one model was always right, why would we look at anything else? It would always be one model. So the European has a track history over time, year after year, of being pretty good. But it's never always right. In fact, in the end, it was forecasting that Irma would be farther west, so it was wrong. I mean, we're talking an increment of 25 to 50 miles. But so it was right more of the time, you could say. But it's something I look at. It's not something that I bet the house on. One of the reasons why it can be more consistently right than other models is that the and it's one European model. There's two main ones, and only one of them is really superior. They have better computer crunching power. They're running fewer mathematical equations through their computers because they don't have a lot of models. U.S. Computers are crunching a lot of different models, and they have to take turns. And they have good information going in, so you get good information coming out. But I don't want to mislead anybody, and I heard this on the air. I didn't get a chance to listen to many other stations at all. But
yeah, you're a little busy.
Right. A little busy. Mm-hmm. Some were, I think, wrongly saying that the European model is the number one model. Well, if it was, guess what? We wouldn't look at anything else, and we do.
Okay. And you, there was a moment in your coverage, I watched a lot of you during this coverage, where you were talking about, I think the way you put it, if we're going to take the Western track, we're going to also have to take the Cuba factor into account. And I remembered that because you ended up being you were right about that. How much do you think the Cuban situation going over the mountains when it was a Cat 5, Cat 4 contributed to the overall weakening? I mean, obviously, we didn't get any great break, but it lessened the power of this thing a little bit, and that was pretty significant for the southern part of Florida.
Absolutely. I mean, the track was pretty much parallel to the coast of northern Cuba. And Irma went from a 5 to a 4 to a 3 when it was in proximity to Cuba. So there was weakening. But Cuba is not really that mountainous. I mean, it's an island.
Right.
Eastern end has the peaks. The rest of it's, you know, hilly, but not really crazy mountainous. But it did interact. It did help to weaken it from a 5 to a 4 to a 3. And then as it came off the coast of Cuba, you know, obviously it was weaker than it would have been if Cuba was not there and it took the turn toward Key West.
We're talking to Jim Farrell. Jim is with Wink News down in southwest Florida in the Fort Myers area. You know, now we focus on getting power back on, getting fuel down to southwest Florida. And then there's rebuilding. And you're hearing a lot of talk about rebuilding areas of the state, not just southwest Florida, but the East Coast and Jacksonville area, and rebuilding with different standards as far as in flood-prone areas. Do you have a take on that? Do you speculate on whether they should do that? Do you think that they should have different construction standards when the ultimate rebuilding process begins?
Well, Florida has its own standard. There's a wind standard for Florida, and it's excellent. It's the best in the country for wind. The Miami-Dade area has an even stronger standard, so they have a little subset of stronger standards there. So the standard is good, and anything that's rebuilt has to be rebuilt to the current code. So in some cases, older homes that were built to an older code will have to be rebuilt to the new code. So this is a revitalization and an economic shot in the arm. But one thing that we've noticed with Charlie up in Charlotte County and Hurricane Donna in Naples is as the homes that are damaged are rebuilt, they're built stronger than they were before the hurricane came through.
Well, you know what, Jim? I really told Rob that I wanted to get you on the show just to say thank you, because I really can't stress enough when you're watching everybody do this little hype machine. I think you can, you know, you live down there, so you can relate to it a little bit more. You know, we know how bad it is, and it's bad enough. We don't need any extra, and we don't need any of the rumors and all the stuff that you were talking about. Would you give any advice to, you've been at it a while, and, you know, we're about the same age, and I have to tell you, would you give any advice to the other broadcasters, the meteorologists, the reporters that are out there? Is there anything you would tell them when you're in the teeth of something like this, how to handle yourself? Because I think you're somebody that that people should listen to about it.
Well, stick to the guidance. I mean, stick to the National Hurricane Center's information. Without the National Hurricane Center, nobody can do their job. I mean, they are an incredible group of forecasters, and if we didn't have them, nobody could freelance and forecast anything, really. So stick to the script. Try not to blend too much of your own emotion into what you say and how you say it, because part of our job, not only I believe, is to deliver accurate information that's actionable, but do so in a way that doesn't add to the hype that is always present when you have a landfalling hurricane.
Jim Farrell from Wink News, thanks for taking the time. I know you're still very, very busy, and good luck to everybody down in Southwest Florida, and thanks so much for coming on the Mike O'Mara Show.
All right, Mike, Rob, and Oscar, thank you.
Thank you, Jim. That's great. What a joy. That's exactly what you get, by the way.
Yeah,
you
don't a get, man of science.
Do you notice
he it? Taught my, science?
My,
yes.
My father said to me a long time, people, and I'm not going to put him on hero level. I'm not going to overdo that. But the fact is, people that do it, he didn't even overreact to that. He was just steady Eddie.
He said something so key is that don't let your emotions get in the way of the facts.
Yeah.
And that's something you don't see.
And it's, I have complete empathy for broadcasters that are standing out at 120 mile an hour winds that, you know, your voice is going to be raised. But there were a lot of guys out there that did that. And he was right at the top of the mountain. And it just, from a perspective of somebody who was waiting to see whether I had a home and whether to see if any of my friends were going to be, have their lives in danger, it was a style of broadcasting and measured, and these guys are just kind of the gold standard. We're lucky to have them down there.
And the best part, Mike, is now you have a new buddy.
No way. You can tell that. You know, I mean, I'm a DJ, you know, really. I'd be like, I go into the weather center. Hey, Jim. How are you? That was great. Good pull, Rob. Thank you very much. That was a lot of fun. We will take a break and get back to our silliness and tomfoolery. Have you had enough of this hurricane?
What about that rain?
I know I have. Oh, my God. Although, getting back to some fun, Mike. I will, Art. Shut up. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
O'MaraCast brings you the biggest names in more broadcasting and the fans together in one place.
This is Goat from D.C.
I'm Lisa King from Lake Ridge, Virginia.
I'm Veronica from Seattle.
This is Zoolander from Washington, D.C.
Share your voice on an upcoming show. It's easy to be a part of the fun. Go to Facebook.com/O'MaraCast or send a tweet to O'MaraCast. Just like the mailbag, O'MaraCast is all about you. O'MaraCast. Download it today on iTunes or at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. This segment of the program brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. If you're thinking about refinancing or even wondering about it, by the way, that Jim Farrell's got like a great broadcasting voice too.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, and if you look at Irma, it's coming right up.
A little like Principal Skinner.
Yeah, I can guarantee you.
He definitely has a Principal Skinner.
And I can guarantee you right now, he's looking at his wife saying, I can't believe I gave them 10 minutes.
That's what you would think. I love it. He's everything I thought he'd be. Our office mates here at TMOS World Broadcast Headquarters are Cornerstone First Financial. They're right on the first floor of our TMOS World Broadcast Headquarters. Right now, interest rates have dropped to levels not seen since November. So now is the time to lock in a low rate. Let Cornerstone First Financial help you save money every month. They'll show you the best way to free up some money for what you really, really need. You could be sitting on enough money right now to clear out that high interest credit card debt, or for those home improvements you've been putting off, or you could buy a dog named Santos.
Hey, yay!
Big money dog.
A Labradoodle.
El Labradoodle.
Yeah, we never get to that. I want to tomorrow, please. I want to talk about his dog. Cornerstone First Financial will guide you to your best financial plan and get you there fast. They treated Oscar like a king. Click the banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. That's Cornerstone
First.
It's
good, isn't it, Art?
I have to stop doing that. CornerstoneFirst.com/TMOS or call 202-625-1221. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and Florida. Cornerstone First Financial, making sure that you have the ability to explore every opportunity in the best and smartest way possible.
News!
You'd think that Apple, of all companies, Oscar,
hey, Apple,
would be able to do a presentation without technology failing them. And you would be wrong. Yesterday, Apple held their annual $10,000 phone presentation.
That's what it was called on the posters?
Yes, they unveiled the new iPhones. And the hot new one this year is the iPhone X.
Ooh.
Ooh. Which has a screen that covers the entire
face
of the phone, has wireless charging, and starts at $1,000. But the killer feature...
Fake news, Mike. It's $999.
Here's the killer feature. This is what everybody's talking about. The new iPhone doesn't unlock with a passcode or with your thumbprint. It uses facial recognition to unlock. But when Apple's Senior Vice President of Software Engineering, Craig Federighi, when he tried
so good.
Did I pronounce the name correctly? Do you know his last name?
He is a rock star in that world, but he's not one of the main guys.
Not one of the main dudes. No. He tried to show off the facial recognition feature, and it didn't work.
It's happened in the past.
I know. It's just funny. Millions of people will still pay $1,000. You're not paying it. Tell me you're not going to pay it.
I lease this phone, so as soon as the new one comes out, I get the new phone. That's part of the value proposition.
You're going to bring the $1,000 phone in here?
Yes.
You don't have to pay a premium at all for that?
I just pay... I'll probably pay a higher monthly rate for it.
Like
but
$600 a month?
No, right now I pay...
Unlimited data.
I think I pay $32 a month for this phone, so I can upgrade when the new ones come out.
Can you give us the details when that happens?
Absolutely.
I'd like to know.
And by the way... You've been paying this much the entire time. For years, phone companies would subsidize the cost of your phones. Mm-hmm. So when you're running around like my old man saying, mil dólares nunca, you've been paying it, you just haven't realized it, you dummies.
Okay.
Jim Farrell's not going to pay it.
Plus,
no way.
You
no
get two
way.
Hours
but
more
he's, but he's got a flip
for
phone.
The iPhone X that starts $1,000.
Right.
He's got a jitterbug. For the iPhone X,
right.
I don't text.
You get 2 hours more battery life, a right. better camera, the facial recognition. It all around, it's a better phone. Mm-hmm. If you go to the iPhone 8,
it comes
you're
with compulsive.
I got to find out what kind I got. I got AppleCare for my computer.
That's not the subscription, but you can sign up for it if you'd like.
All right, we'll
I just
out.
Got the 7. That's why the new one came out.
I hate my 7. I really do. I hate my phone.
You know why I hate it? I hate the button.
I hate the fact that it butt dials all the time.
You've been butt-dialing us for years.
Yeah, it sucks. Yeah. Don't like that.
Yeah, but that's before the 7.
Can you turn up my computer, please? Thank you.
Hasn't he called you probably?
Up,
like, hello? Hello?
Thank
hello?
You. Last night's hand-in-hand telethon for hurricane relief raised more than $14 million. Get him a golf applause for that. You can still donate. That's $14 million and counting. Here's the number, 800-258-6000. You can text GIVE to 80077, or you can go to handinhand2017.com. Three ways to give. The show kicked off with Stevie Wonder singing Lean on Me with a choir. Same great people get involved with these things, and they raise a lot of
technically
money.
Technically not a telethon, because the word means... telephone marathon.
Right.
An hour is not a marathon.
It's not even close.
It was
close.
A special.
They had Leonardo DiCaprio, Jamie Foxx opened with remarks.
Bieber!
Other performers included Dave Matthews, who did a really, really nice job in New York. I think that's where
he
was.
Yeah, I like
that. Miranda Lambert, George Strait, Usher, Blake Shelton, Tori Kelly, Luis
Fonsi.
Who's he?
He's the guy who did Despacito.
Yeah.
All right. Demi Lovato.
Sorry.
And Darius Rucker.
Isn't it great to see Darius Rucker still sounding great?
And looking the same.
Yeah, absolutely. He hasn't changed. No, now he doesn't do that anymore. Now he sings.
He's a country.
Celebrities included Oprah, Cher, Reese Witherspoon, Nicole Kidman, Hilary Duff, and Kelly Rowland. They shared real-life stories with victims and heroes. Beyonce, Matthew McConaughey, who looked great. If you're asking in the movie star scale of men, Matthew McConaughey. I wanted to date him.
Yeah.
That's how good he looked.
Yeah,
and on the flip side, what happened to Dennis Quaid?
Yeah, has he had work?
I don't know, but if it was work to enlarge his nose,
maybe he lost weight. Carrie did make me laugh.
I was like, is that Dennis Quaid?
Everybody said the same thing. What's the deal with Dennis Quaid?
Carrie made me laugh out loud last night. As the show was opening, I said, hey, look, Jared Leto. She said, that's Cher, dummy.
The Rock was there, Selena Gomez, Will Smith. There was also a prayer offered by a clergyman from several denominations, and there was Justin Bieber.
I liked watching the people that were on the far end of the phone bank, and maybe we could talk to him briefly tomorrow.
Right.
Ray Romano, yeah, just hanging on by his nail.
Sure.
I would love to speak to him about how it went.
Hanging in there.
Speaking of comedians, Louis C.K. has been the subject of sexual assault rumors over the past few years, but nothing has come of them because no one has come forward. They're just claims made by anonymous sources. Supposedly, this is the way this rumor goes, several women claim that he'd forced them to watch him. This report came out in 2015, and the next year, Roseanne Barr, who really throws a lot of mud at people, said she'd heard, quote, so many stories about him. But sometimes, you know, you got to deal with it head on. He's not. Recently, comedian Tig Notaro brought it up again. She said, quote, it's important to take care of that, to handle that, because it's serious to be assaulted. It's serious to be harassed. It's serious. But Louis has always refused to talk about it, and that hasn't changed, and I'm not sure whether that's a good idea since this is still surfacing. Mm-hmm. He was asked about it at a film festival. He said, no, it's not real. They're rumors. That's all it is. I'm not going to answer to that stuff. If you actually participate in a rumor, you make it bigger and you make it real. So, you know, who knows?
The weird thing is, have you seen his newest album? He's not called Louis C.K. anymore. He's called Louis J.O.
That's not funny.
I'm not going to participate
you
in a rumor.
You with that material. Like, it always becomes an umbrella joke.
Yeah. Hey, you're the one who brought that
all
up.
All right, stop it. I have news to read.
Just letters.
Moving right along. Hey, I have some incredible news.
This is great.
This is the best news of the day. Olive Garden just announced that they're doing it again. Their never-ending pasta passes. They go on sale tomorrow. If you missed it the past few years, Olive Garden sells a pass for $100 that gives you 8 weeks of unlimited pasta, soup, salad, and breadsticks. 8 weeks.
Mmm.
That's, you know, if you broke it down to eating out every single night, maybe for lunch and dinner.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be a good value.
But remember, Olive Garden doesn't salt their pasta so their pans last longer.
Yes, absolutely.
Also, it's like a membership for your mouth instead of a gym. Like, right. You just essentially, you're paying forward on your meals.
Yes, you're paying it forward and you're getting incredible value. There will
and
be
wonderful BMs.
22,000 passes on sale this year. Listen to this. They'll go on sale at exactly 2 p.m. Eastern time tomorrow. I kind of wish we could have an intern sit on that, you know, at least to try, because here's the deal. You go to pastapass.com. If you want one, you have to be ready to click fast, because last year their 21,000 passes sold out in 1 second. The world.
Clackety, lackety.
If we bought one, would you even use them?
Why are you looking at me? Because I'm the fat guy?
No, because
I hate Olive Garden.
I thought you guys didn't like Olive Garden.
I don't like Olive Garden. I'm talking about for people that might want pasta.
How much is
pasta.
It? How much is it?
What?
$100.
$100.
I think we should assign Mac to buy it.
And then we can give it to him.
No, take it from him. But if he succeeds, give him like a Starbucks gift card. And then we can award the pasta card to a listener. Yes.
Hey, a re-gift.
There's also a new twist this year. There will be 50 passes that cost $200. And each one of those will include a free 8-day trip to Italy if you can fit in the seat. Yeah. Clankety lankety. Yeah, that's disgusting.
All the pasta you want. So
I don't mind the Olive Garden if you have to go there.
No, I do.
My daughter likes it. So, but I haven't been in a long time. But I have been once or twice. When you're designing a cartoon mascot for a restaurant, this is more restaurant news.
Yes.
This is the one I told you about.
Oh, good, good, good. I'm glad.
This is not the kicker, but this is just something that made me laugh out loud in a darkened room before you all got here. If you're designing a cartoon mascot for a restaurant, your number one priority should be to make sure it doesn't resemble feces.
Oh, no.
People on Twitter have been making fun of the new Denny's mask.
Oh, no.
Poop.
This made me laugh out loud. Because it's supposed to be a sausage link.
Oh, no.
But it looks way more like poo with arms. With arms, legs, and a little hipster fedora on its head.
Oh, well, the hat will cinch it.
Yeah, everybody's going to want to go now.
Someone posted a photo of a giant display they put up in one of their restaurants, and someone else posted a photo of the same mascot on one of their menus, and it looks like feces.
It
Why does that just brought me a tremendous amount of joy for some reason?
Why does my sausage have a peanut in it?
In this day and age, idiots.
Yeah. Oh, God, right? That's just too funny. Oh, I love the hipster fedora. You know, hey, I'm a turd. Yeah, all right. And now a little something, something. A couple from Arkansas are in trouble for making amateur pornos. No big deal, right? Wrong, because they made their smut at public places. 30-year-old Leslie Sessions and 37-year-old Derek Calloway were arrested back in July and charged with 9 felonies, including public display of a hardcore sexual conduct and promoting an obscene performance, because the police caught on that their X-rated home videos were being filmed at Home Depot's, Kohl's stores,
Kohl's,
and Cheddar's restaurants.
Oh, God.
I saw. Gross. Now, listen, I saw the mugshots. She is extremely hot.
Really?
He's not a bad-looking guy either. They've been putting up their porn on social media and making about $1,000 a month. Because you might, because why not? If you can
sure.
pay that rent by, you know, selling your soul to the devil. But now they're looking at about 6 years in the hooskow for this behavior. I call those people naughty. Oscar Santana calls them American heroes. There we are.
Let's see if they made it onto my rotation. Yes,
I'm also a client.
She's she's a
if you're only making
woman.
$1,000, you're not part of a big production house.
Well, no, and it's an awful long way to go
for $1,000.
Personal
and you,
morality.
And you might have to give a taste to Cheddar's.
Yeah.
You just can't get away from it. He can't. It's the cheese. That's what he's.
Well, it's the food.
That's it. So we're going to take a break.
God, I hope my obesity doesn't kill me before the audio vault, you asshole.
We'll take a break. Come back with more fun on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Let's get to know our friends at KCJJ. Tom Suter. He loves to play guitar. He was a member of the popular rock and roll group, the B-52s. Tom stands an impressive 7'2" in his bare feet. Tom loves to tinker in his workshop and is responsible for inventing the bottle cap, cocktail sauce, and the scotch tape dispenser. Tom is happily married now, but escorted Jill Clayburgh to the 1978 Oscars and got to third base. Tom studied baking for 9 years and made the wedding cakes for many of Larry King's marriages. And Tom owns a magic stapler. But mostly, Tom is the general manager of radio station KCJJ, airing the Mike O'Meara Show since 2009. Thank you, Tom, and thank you, KCJJ. 1630 KCJJ.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Amazon. Ladies and gentlemen, we are a society that craves instant gratification. We are not patient. We despise waiting. We want what we want, and we want it now. So, be smart. Be smart like Kenneth Arthur Smith.
Yeah! King Arthur.
When Kenneth needed replacement projectors, or a replacement projector for his Sony TV, he didn't mess around with the time vampire known as the repairman. He bought one at Amazon.com through our website, huh?
Yeah, right.
Boom, bam.
Yeah.
He also bought 3 Roku units so he can watch Ozark virtually anywhere in his home. Party time. Excellent, excellent. Party time. Yay.
Roku.
Yay. Kenneth's World. Party time. Excellent. Shopping Amazon.com through our portal changes nothing for you, but means the world to us. Be like Kenneth Arthur Smith. Hello, Arthur. I'll alert the media. The Roku-list guy in town. Do your shopping at Amazon, and please access it via TMOS. Use the app or go through our website. Now, go spend money and spend a lot
Thank
of it.
Thank you,
and now
Arthur.
Let's open up the audio vault Wednesday, September 13, 2017. Rob Spiewan.
We've had fun with Jim Mora on this show and previous incarnations of this show for a long time.
Back in the day when he had some of the greatest post-game rants when he was the coach of the Indianapolis Colts I've ever heard.
He is no longer a coach. He is an ex-coach.
Is he an analyst now? Is that what he's doing?
He's doing analysis on local New Orleans TV.
Yeah, I haven't seen him on the national level.
Well, and I think when you hear this, you'll understand why. He was, after the Saints game, after Monday Night Football, he wasn't aware they were throwing it to him live.
Oh, dear.
Ex-coach Jim Mora.
Scott just said the later it gets, Jim, the less patient you get with us. Is that true?
Who said that?
Scott.
Tell Scott he's full of
shit. No.
It's okay.
It's
sorry
okay.
about what? That. What? He's full of it. How about that? Yes, he was is full on, of it. Yes, we're live. It's okay.
It's okay.
Was that live?
That was live.
No, it wasn't.
That was live. Let's just move past it.
Oh, oh my God.
That's okay. That's okay. Let's just move past it.
That was a great moment they're ruining.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, because they go into that nervous TV world where, you know, it's a lot. Look, it's different than when, you know, we do a show that we edit in post so we can say bad words and get away with it.
We can slander Dan O'Brien.
We couldn't.
Dander slander O'Brien.
By the way, is Dan here?
Yeah.
Would you like to have him in?
Yeah, just
or do you want to save it for the bonus?
No, I want to have him in.
Yeah.
There.
All right.
This is relevant
public
to today's show.
Down.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Oh, all right.
He might, you know what? He might like it.
Okay. Hi, Dan. Okay, you can step out now. Thanks for coming in. All right, thank you very much.
I guess
appreciate
all the
that.
Shirts that his mom bought that were a larger size.
Thanks for making it in.
They in the wash.
They must be in the laundry.
Hey, Maddie, thanks for being the intern that showed up for work on time today.
Oh, anytime.
There you go.
Maddie has aww. Never once been late.
I'm
never.
Not surprised. It's
and
a,
she sometimes has to take the bus to
yep.
work
mm-hmm.
and walk.
All I will say is follow the career trajectories
yeah.
of both interns. You'll see.
Organic farmer?
Yeah.
For Dan?
Organic farmer.
Yeah.
Right.
Hey, absolutely. You know what? The world needs carrots, too.
Yeah. And by the way, farm owner, her third home.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
thank
yeah,
you
yeah.
very much.
That's
right,
just the go. Farming's just a side business for Maddie.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. Oh, come and see my winery. All
right. I'll see you at the fish shack.
Fish shack in Ashburn.
Are you familiar, Mike, if I tell you the name Ekaterina Lysinia?
Yeah. That I believe that was our bartender last night.
She actually was just granted the record from Guinness as having the world's longest legs.
Ooh.
She is 6'9".
Whoa.
And her shorter leg is 52 inches long.
Oh.
The other one is 52 and a half inches long.
It's like a scene from War of the Worlds.
She's very, very excited.
First of all, long legs is really, really beautiful. That's my opinion. The second Russian. Thing is it's very prestigious. I can walk much faster than other people. And I think a lot of men, they really like long legs.
Men do like
long legs in the world.
And when you can hug them.
Wow.
I mean, that's also a lot of work.
Yeah. I mean, for God's sake, I saw them. It's like something you would decorate at Christmas.
I'm about to be first lady.
Also, it's not all great, Mike. There's a downside to having 52-inch legs.
There are a few difficulties about having longest legs. It's difficult to find trousers. It's difficult to find jeans. It's difficult to fit in the plane, especially if it's not emergency exit. And also, it's difficult to fit in the car.
Her legs are 22 inches longer than mine.
Yeah, that's about right.
My length of jeans is 30.
And she's a 52 and 52 and a half.
Oh, my God.
But there is a good thing, Mike. With legs that long, it's very easy to catch moose and squirrel.
Yes, we'll find you right there. Look at this. And in my jeans, I will splash the pot whenever the F I please.
Mike mentioned the telethon last night. And again, please continue to support the people. The need is great. This, I think, I will close with this. The best joke from the telethon last night, it goes to Stephen Colbert.
We just got some amazing news. Our friends at Apple have generously donated $5 million tonight. $5 million, which coincidentally is also the price of the new iPhone.
That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
I like that. That's it. Thank you very much, people. Thanks for joining us for another TMOS. We appreciate that. Don't forget to update our brand new app today and unlock...
I thought you were playing it off your iPad. I'm sorry.
24/7 TMOS stream. All messages for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two B's. Where do you send them? MikeOMaraShow.com. That's when I would have turned it up. Our mailing address is TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. Let's do it again. Let's do it.
We can do better than that.
Not ridiculously hot level going in, and then we bring that down just a little bit, not as far as you did.
Okay.
And then at the end, when I hit the post, you turn it up a little
punch
bit,
it.
And you bring it back down when we talk again.
Right on.
That's the way I would have run that level.
Okay.
So here we go. End of show. There we go. That's it, people. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Don't forget to update our brand new TMOS app today and unlock the live 24/7 TMOS stream. All messages for our weekly mailbag can be sent to the one and only Rob Spiewak. He's got two B's in his name.
Thanks, Art.
What's the address, everybody? Oh, that's easy. MikeOMaraShow.com. Drive a million miles. Our mailing address is TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thanks for listening and join us again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
one last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.